From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The Columbia Public Works Department is conducting a survey to test new bike markings on four city intersections. Barry Dalton is the Public Information Officer for the Public Works Department. He says the department is working with Federal Highway Administration to implement the new markings. The department tested a simulated version of the markings at the University of Missouri in 2015.
We've been working with the Highway Administration to test these markings because the old markings have complaints that people don't understand what they mean. And then we've also had some issues with bikes at intersections.
The new markings will be funded through Get About Columbia, a non-motorized transportation grant, if they receive favorable survey results. The survey will be open until July 5th. The Missouri House has passed stricter requirements for tracking fetal tissue after abortions that now moves to the Senate. The proposal prohibits anyone from donating fetal tissue from an abortion to scientific research and sets stricter standards for pathologists to record and track fetal tissue after an abortion procedure. It would also require an adult consenting to a minor's abortion to notify the other parent in writing of the decision. The first parent doesn't have to notify the other in some circumstances, including if the second parent had been convicted of sexual offenses. The bill also requires annual random inspections of abortion providers. A program that helps youth in St. Louis and Kansas City find summer jobs is in jeopardy. Earlier this month, St. Louis Democrat Representative Bruce Franks had secured $6 million for the program. But on Thursday night, the Senate's Budget Committee cut it to just $1. St. Louis Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed argued against the move.
We have a lot of teenagers who are eligible for summer jobs who can get the training that they need to get off welfare if they have training in terms of jobs opportunities before they even go into the workforce.
But Rolla Republican Senator Dan Brown classified the cut as an estimate between $1 and $6 million and said the final budget number will be negotiated later. Lawmakers need to finalize the state budget and get it to Governor Eric Greitens' desk by May 5th. A Missouri senator said he's moving out of a room he rents from a lobbyist following questions from a coworker. Republican Senator Rob Schaff said he's staying at a hotel Monday as he searches for a new place to stay. Columbia Republican Senator Caleb Rowden questioned him days earlier about renting from a lobbyist and sponsoring a bill the lobbyist is pushing. Schaff says that contributed to the appearance of a culture of corruption in Jefferson City and then called to reinforce ethics laws. Schaff said Greitens should return some political donations and called for a nonprofit supporting Greitens to be disbanded. A New Missouri Incorporated launched attack ads against Schaff Thursday. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.